There are so many churches now that are being exposed, not for their theology, but for their toxicity. Beyond the lights and the hype and the growth charts and all of those type of things, there are people that are hurting. There are leaders that are being burnt out. Cultures are corroding, and we sit there and we call this normal. I'm Josh, and this is Beyond the Numbers. This is a podcast where we can talk about what real healthy ministry actually looks like. This isn't about chasing the crowds or the clout, but instead having raw conversations about what real health looks like within our ministries, not what the culture says is healthy. We want to have conversations about red flags and green flags, talk about things like staff burnout or wounds or healing or Sabbath, team building, and hopefully have conversations and build real cultures that make God proud. So whether you're in a rural church, or maybe you're in an urban city, or you could just be trying to survive a Monday, this space is for you. So let's sit back, have some real conversations, and redefine what healthy ministry looks like. Welcome to Beyond the Numbers. This is the very first episode, and if we were to call it anything, I guess we could call it, is this normal or is this healthy? Sometimes dysfunction gets clouded over and we pretend like it's discipleship. I remember sitting in a staff meeting many years ago, being cussed out and cut down. Not only me, but the others around me as well. Not because we had done something wrong, but because that was just the way the leader led. We were encouraged and even praised if we had spent 70 to 80 hours that week, every week, pouring into the church ministry. That's right, this wasn't a Fortune 500 company, this was a church where burnt out was almost praised and glorified because you gave everything you had. Yes, you might not have spent any time with your family. Yes, you might not be doing good mentally health-wise, but you laid it all down for the week, and that's all that mattered. And if you didn't, well, then you were going to get reamed out. You were going to get flipped out on. And this was the norm. And sadly, at many churches, this becomes the norm. And it was all for the sake of growth. And I remember, at least in those moments, telling myself, well, not every church is perfect. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily wrong. They're just not perfect. And so I can't sit here and complain about this. I can't sit here and say that something's wrong. Why? Because the church is an imperfect thing. And what I didn't realize, at least I do now looking back, is that I was making excuses for the lies, for being berated, for the attacks, for the abuse. We were making excuses for it and allowing toxicity to wear across. I've served in the ministry for over 14 years. Be it big budget churches, small town urban churches. I've worked from Tampa to Los Angeles as a pastor, whether it was executive pastor, youth pastor, children's pastor, family pastor, just about anything you can tag a pastor line along to it. I've served in those different aspects in ministries. I've led staff teams, created discipleship models. I write curriculum that's still used by many youth ministries now. I've helped lead and build overseas missions trips. And throughout all that process, I've also been praised and been silenced. I've been burnt out, betrayed, and only through God, I've also been rebuilt. And through it all, one of the main things that I have realized is any culture, especially a toxic culture, will never change unless people stop making excuses for it. When I work with my students, I try to take, for those that are not going to pay attention, I try to take the main subject line, like one line from the message. And I say, if you remember anything from today, remember this, whether it's a scripture verse or a line that ties into the scripture verse or whatever. And so for you, my viewers that, you're already zoned out or whatever, if you remember one thing, remember this: what you tolerate will become your culture. I mean, for the longest time, I lied to myself, and I'm sure you have heard these excuses, whether you serve in a ministry, maybe you've been so burnt out you actually walked away from ministry, or maybe it's just a church that you're volunteering for or attending that maybe you see some of these things, or you're asking yourself these questions, and you keep on hearing one of the same excuses that I use being tossed around over and over. No church is perfect, and you just have to be okay with that. Guess what? That is not an excuse for emotional, spiritual, or systematic damage to happen. And yet that is what happens. We use that excuse and we continue on like everything is normal. I've also learned that through all this process, growth doesn't always equal health. Oftentimes the major factor that people use to determine whether their ministry or their church is healthy is attendance and finances. Now, don't get me wrong, those are good, but that becomes the main thing that we use to track the health of our ministry. How healthy is your church? Well, we have X amount of people attending. That's awesome. How healthy is your church? Well, we meet and exceed our budget every year, and every year we add on more and more. Again, that's great, but if those are the only things that we tie into the health of our ministry, there's no wonder why we have so many ministries that are toxic cultures. Growth doesn't equal health. In fact, oftentimes it masks the dysfunction that is really there within the system. I mean, you think about recently, even in the last few years, how many churches that were growing, that had amazing budgets, were exposed for the toxic culture their staff, their volunteers were just kind of boiling in. I want you to think about some of the major red flags that we sometimes ignore. Yes, I don't want this podcast to be focused on just the red flags, but it's important to start picturing these so that we can identify the real red flags that have and show us signs that there is an issue there. Maybe it's a leader that is hyper-controlling. I'm not talking about leadering, but I'm talking about hyper-controlling every aspect. Another big one that I often hear and that I've experienced myself and that I've lied to about myself oftentimes is when there is no rest or Sabbath available for the team. That's not to say on paper that they say that it's available. Oftentimes I've experienced that. No, you get these. Oh yeah, we give you these days off. But then when those days come up, it's like, well, there's a reason and an excuse. These are more voluntary. These are more, I'm not talking about on paper. I'm talking about, is this what is encouraged within your church, within your ministry? Or when there's wounds, are the wounds addressed and worked on and healed, or are the wounds silenced and pushed away? Here's one of the big ones. For many churches that I've interviewed for, talked with, and worked with, this is one of the biggest things I hear over and over. We have such a high volunteer turnover rate. Sometimes it could be due to other things, but a lot of times that is a sign that there's a deeper issue there. If volunteers don't want to stay around for a certain amount of time, then maybe there's a deeper wound or issue that needs to be addressed there. Or one of the other big ones is when someone wants to have a discussion, a hard one about the culture or about things that were said, things that were done, the expectations, it gets pushed away and we're told, well, that's rebellion. You can't do that. We don't talk about that here. See, I think we've lost sight of what healthy ministry looks like. And truthfully, many of us only realize that there's an issue when we're limping away, wounded from the battle, bleeding out. And at that point, that's when we say, I don't think this was good. For me, I was born with a skin disorder, epidermolysis bullosa simplex. I know that is a really, really big medical term. We just call it EBS for short. But basically what it means is there's not enough connective tissue between the layers of my skin. And so because of that, from the moment I was born, heat, friction, stress, and just for the heck of it, sometimes my skin would blister and it's like a second degree burn. I've had tiny blisters. I've had huge blisters. But what it means is this: from almost the moment I was born, I have not lived without physical pain, whether it's tiny little things that I'm pushing away or out of my mind, or big things that feels like I'm being jabbed or whatever. There is constant pain that I've lived in. And what I learned for myself was I had to push away that pain. I had to ignore that pain if I was going to continue on with life. And sadly, I feel like not only myself, but many of us have learned that we take the hurt and the pain ministry-wise and we squash it. We silence it. We push it away. Because here's the thing, when the pain is invisible, we pretend like it's not real. And we do that, and we push it down, and we shove it down, and we ignore it until we finally get to the point where we break down. And then everyone wonders what happened. Here's the thing. Real, healthy churches and ministries ask questions that are tougher and not ones that are like rhetorical. Like, these are questions that should be being asked to get to a deeper level within our church and to address the real health in our church. Are our people being discipled? I feel like this is one of the biggest things that a lot of churches struggle with, and one thing that God even had to work on me with. Are we a revolving door of people coming through, or are they actually being discipled, and most importantly, being discipled on how to be disciples and followers of Christ, not of the pastor? Are our leaders healthy? Like, really healthy? Not are they performing good, not are they getting the numbers and all that kind of stuff, but are they healthy? Is our staff burning out? Or are they thriving? It kind of goes with the last one, but I never want to work for a church or have people under me that aren't thriving. I don't want them to feel like they got through the end of like a semester by the skin of their teeth and they're like, I need a break. I want them to be thriving. I want them to walk into whatever ministry that we're running, excited to be there, happy to be there. Why? Because they are growing as much as they are pouring out, and it's a place where they feel accepted and affirmed, and they are feeling joy just being there. Here's a big one. I think a lot of churches should be asking themselves this to really understand if we are a biblical, healthy church, and that is, is our church shaping the culture, or is our church entertaining the culture? See, if we really want to experience, I think, real growth, if we really want to be a biblical church that really chases after God and is a light to our communities, I think first and foremost, we need to be pursuing health and healing first and foremost. Healing starts when we start to identify what is unhealthy within our teams, within our staff, within the way that we run things. Healing also happens when we start to name out and call out the red flags for what they really are. I'm not saying everything has to be a red flag. The carpet does not match, you know, the wallpaper or whatever. Sometimes people throw red flags on everything, but truly address the red flags that we see, that our staff brings up. Create a space for people to be able to tell the truth. Even if it's small conversations with your staff team. I mean, the question is, do they feel like they can actually share their hearts or what they're seeing or experiencing within the ministry? Or do we feel like we constantly have to wear masks? And then with that, we invite people into a better culture. See, here's the thing. How can we help heal the community? How can we help show the community who God is and what God can do when we have staffs and teams and churches that are so unhealthy, the people that come in leave worse off than before they came in? I think one of the biggest things is that healing doesn't come from just exposure. There are names and places and reasons for exposing things, and I am not against that. But if all we do is expose and then just kind of leave it there, then we've failed. We've only done 50% of the work. Why? Because healing needs to take place. Real healing doesn't come from exposure. It comes from reconstruction. And most importantly, reconstruction allowing God to be that center and that foundation. So in this podcast, we're going to talk about some of the hard things. We're going to address staff health, Sabbaths, What does rest really look like? What should leaders truly do, and how should they lead the best that they can? And talking about this stuff is great, but I feel like sometimes all we can do is talk about it, and then everyone leaves going, well, it's great that we talked about it, but like, what now? And so because of that, I want this podcast to also be practical. I want there to be steps that we can take, actions that we can walk away with, whether it's just a question we ask ourselves or our team or our church, or whether there are things that I could be doing today that help me start making that change, tools that allow us to start shifting that culture, even if we're not the big gatekeeper of that culture. So what's the big takeaway from today? I mean, I basically painted in broad strokes, kind of casting vision for the reason that I see this necessary and some of my brief experiences and why we need a healthy church culture. And while that's great, it's a very broad stroke. It's a very vague overview of what we're going to be talking about in this series. So what can we walk away with today? What if you ask yourself one or maybe all of these questions, but you're honest with yourself? Well, one thing I would suggest is journaling. And I know not everyone is a writer. Not everyone wants to write down everything. I was one of those people for the longest time. But I find like sometimes when I start journaling, when I start writing things down, like it really helps my thoughts focus a bit more. But even if you don't want to journal, I want to challenge you to ask these questions. Have I normalized something that is hurting me? I mean, that's one of the biggest questions. And you hear this from people so many times in relationships that they know they should have walked away from, and yet they normalized it. And looking back, they're like, I can't believe I normalized those things. I mean, you think about someone that is sick and they get so used to the sickness that that is normal to them. When other people are like, no, that's not health. Are we normalizing things in our life that are actually hurting us? Maybe one other question you can ask, whether you're a pastor or whether you lead a ministry, you're part of a team, or you just attend church. One of the things that we could be asking is, where am I sacrificing health for growth? I know it sounds very simple to start off with some questions, and that's about it. Those are the action steps. But honestly, I feel like when we start asking those questions and when we're honest with ourselves, with our teams about the answers that we're going to get, that's when we open the door and allow God to start moving within our lives, within our churches, within our ministries. So yes, it's a question, but these questions start that process. They give us that first step. So thank you for tuning into the very first episode of Beyond the Numbers. Number one, thank you for being here. If you like this, if you maybe resonated with it, then do me a favor and like, subscribe, share it with your team. Get that conversation started within your groups, within your church, within your ministry, or maybe just within your friend group. Because here's the biggest thing. Culture will not shift in only silence. It only begins to shift when we have real, raw conversations, discussions, and start asking the hard questions and being okay with the answers that we receive. So let's work together to start spreading a healthier view and understanding of what healthy ministry really looks like. Let's get beyond the numbers and find real health and real healing. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Burnouts and staff wound. I'm Josh, and cast where we can cast where that is still used in youth ministry.